Well, the corn has been growing tall all across the area. It's been perfect summer for it. So I suppose this is a perfect time to kick off the M60 Corn Maze. Union City area, sponsored right behind Our Lady of Fatima Church, just east of the blinker light at M60. Dan Hyday is coordinating this project for the church and putting this together this week. Actually, Friday you kick this off, right, Dan?
That is correct. Tomorrow night, boy, summer flew by fast, and we kick things off tomorrow night starting at 5 o'clock. We're open Fridays from 5 to 8, and Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 8. And I was just in the maze last night doing some final preparations, marking the checkpoints. We have 10 checkpoints within there for you to try to find and turn your punch card in at the end. And at the end of the season, we're going to give out some prizes and so forth. And looks good. Looks real good.
Well, so how big is this, May? How many acres do you cover with this?
Well, the field that the church owns behind us is about 7-8 acres, and so the maze covers all that. We figure there's over 2 miles of walking lanes in there if you were to go up and down every single lane. So it's going to take you a little while to get through it.
Okay. So how did you plan this out? Because obviously it's something you got to plan for before the corn even starts growing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We started planning for it back in January. And kind of went month by month. Every meeting that we had, we would, you know, plan a little further and got it all coordinated. We actually brought a professional in from a gentleman by the name of Don Watts from Pennsylvania, who cuts corn mazes professionally, and he helped us with the designs and came in, and he and I on July 9th cut the maze.
Okay, so does it have a particular design to it?
Yes, it's the arc. We had narrowed it down to a couple of designs because our field is long and narrow, and one of them was the Statue of Liberty and one was the Ark. And when we did a vote there at the meeting, it was kind of hands down the Ark. Everybody loved the design.
Well, I suppose that's a nice tie into the church then, right?
Yeah, it is. And at the same time, we still feel it's a very family-friendly maze, and it'll be a great time for the people to come through. And we're just looking for something, like I said, family-friendly entertainment for the community.
Okay. So you've been through this, and you helped design it and that kind of thing. How tough is this going to be?
It's not super tough. I had never been in a maze before myself. I'd never done a corn maze. And hey, I got through it. The most difficult part will be if you want to be challenged and try to find all 10 of the checkpoints. Because those are hidden often in far-off areas. There's 10 of them within the maze.
Okay.
If you just want to do a quick up and back, you can kind of get around it pretty quick. But, you know, if you want the challenge, which some people do, some people want the challenge of trying to find all the checkpoints, and some people get in it and they're saying, hey, I just want out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How's the cell phone reception up there? Because people could probably use their GPS, couldn't they?
You know, I never thought about that, but yes, they probably could because, I mean, that's how Don built it, was using the GPS.
Okay. Well, not only families and individuals, but you're also encouraging, you know, like youth groups, church groups, and even school groups to come through.
Yes, most definitely. We have a number designated for the Corn Maze, which is 517-617-1578, and you can call and make reservations for Thursdays and Fridays to bring your church group, your classroom for a field trip, ski club, whatever group would like to come.
Okay, well, putting this together starts this Friday, runs through a Sunday, October 27th, Fridays from 5 to 8, Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 8. I'm assuming it takes quite a few volunteers and other folks on the committee to put this together.
Oh, yes. We've had a lot of people get involved in this. It's really created a lot of enthusiasm within the church for our new building fund, and we've had over 70 members from our parish volunteer to be a part of it. Different people, some people have put together the website, which is m60cornmaze.com, and you know, volunteering to help keep it cleaned out and doing the advertising. But we've had people involved in every aspect of this, and it's just been awesome, the response that we've had from the parishioner.
Okay, great. And it said that money goes towards the buildings fund, the building fund for Our Lady of Fatima Church, Union City. So just east of the blinker light in M60 there, right in behind the church, the big corn maze. Look for it beginning this Friday. Dan, we'll see you out there, right?
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Dan Hyday, who's helping to coordinate this project for Our Lady of Fatima Church in Union City, and the corn maze, the M60 corn maze,